John Endicott, tax partner at Francis Clark. In the budget, the government introduced proposals to put standard rated VAT, 20% VAT, on food sold in bakeries, so where it's been baked but is being sold whilst it's still cooling down. And that is proposed to be introduced from October. A brief consultation has been announced on the detail of that, but this measure was taken very badly by the general public and by some other commentators around, and the term pasty tax was coined as something summing up the nature of the product was being taxed. And the concern here would be that if we have a £2.50 pasty, then it's going to go up to £3 and it's going to have a very significant impact on the southwest economy, and especially in Cornwall and Devon where so many pasties are made.
So you've held a summit. Just tell me what went on at the summit and what were you hoping to achieve?
When we were planning the summit, the aim was to get some people together and to try and get some momentum behind it. In fact, the momentum was far less necessary because there's been a lot of media and press interest in this. What we were anxious to try and sort out was to find a method of going forward and to get some consistency between people and to try and get some common themes and things that people could sign up to. I was very anxious to try and get to a stance to go forward, a very clear stance as to what we would like the government to do. I think the general feeling is at the moment we're simply asking the government to rethink and do not wish to go further than that at this point. We have discussed some possibilities and some ways of trying to find a way forward, and we are anxious to sit down and discuss in detail these proposals with Treasury officials and government ministers. But at the moment, what we're mainly looking to do is to gather more evidence in terms of the economic impact and to have detail ready to put to the government as to the likely impact of this measure.
Hello, I'm Richard Staunton. I'm a VAT consultant for Francis Clark.
Hello, I'm Julie Towers, VAT partner for Francis Clark.
What does this mean for any business in Cornwall?
So what this means that from the 1st of October this year, any business that is involved in selling hot food in the way of pasties, pies, sausage rolls, that sort of thing, will have to charge an account for VAT on that income. This may be that they will add VAT on top of the price. It may be that they'll absorb it themselves or come to somewhere in the middle. But what it will mean is that those businesses may see a reduction in their sales, which then could have a knock-on effect, potential staff losses, that sort of thing.
And so how is this different from the current situation?
Well, the current situation is that some outlets can zero rate, that is apply VAT at the zero rate, to products that have been freshly baked. So they're hot, but they're only hot because of the cooking process. That should go from the 1st of October. So from the 1st of October, regardless of whether you've freshly baked it or if you've kept it above the ambient temperature because of health and safety purposes, it would still be standard rated.
The question now, Julie, is exactly what temperature is hot?
Hot basically is anything, any food product that will be above the ambient air temperature at the time that product is sold to the customer.
A very tricky thing to tell.
Exceedingly, yes.
So, Richard, how can we tell if it's hot? Do we have to go out with a thermometer and check our pasty and say if it's another half a degree above the ambient temperature, we can wait a bit?
Well, that's an interesting point. I mean, really, I think if you were a pasty shop and you were cooking pasties, I think that the pasty would probably never cool down to being at ambient temperature by the time that you sold the pasty. I'm not sure whether HMRC actually want a temperature on the wall and for every retail outlet to have a thermometer and stick it in the pasty when you sold it, but that might be the way we have to go.
And are there any exceptions to this hot food or pasty tax?
Yes, the one exception is for bread that is hot. HMRC have basically said that hot bread will not be standard rated, so that will remain zero rated. The problem we have is that at the moment they haven't defined what bread is.
Okay, so Richard, do you know what bread is?
Well, I know what bread is when I go in the shop and buy it, but whether customs' idea of what bread is and my idea of bread is are going to agree.
So we're talking about exceptions, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in the past, they've talked about the cooking process to define certain products within the VAT legislation, and I expect it would probably go down that way, but HMRC have said that they're going to give us the definitions in their guidance, which is going to be issued at some point in the future.
So there's going to be a consultation, is there?
There will be a consultation. I think HMRC want to know what type of bread in inverted commas, is being sold at outlets that will be affected. And I think from that information, they'll decide, it will help them gather information to decide on the detail of the legislation that's coming out.
So with this consultation happening, will there be a rethink which will cause a back down?
Yes, we have to look at two different things here. The consultation will definitely be going ahead. The proposals are in place for this legislation to come into effect on the 1st of October. The consultation is there to fine-tune how the government see this new legislation actually working. And as a secondary issue, there hopefully will be lobbying, general lobbying going on to try to see if HMRC would back down. Although, however unlikely that's going to be.
So is there anything that businesses should be doing now in advance of this October change?
Well, I think they need to be watching the press to watch developments. But I think to take a pragmatic view, they've got to look at their pricing structures to see, as Julie said at the beginning of this conversation, to see how they're going to either absorb this VAT cost or pass the VAT cost on to the consumer.
And I suppose the other thing is just to keep a watch on Francis Clark, because you're going to be giving updates.
Absolutely. We'll be lobbying HMRC for changes in the law, and we'll be keeping everyone updated on our website at very regular intervals.
OK, so Francis Clark have been campaigning in recent weeks about pasty tax or hot food tax, whatever you want to call it. What sort of feedback have you been getting?
We've been getting a lot of support, both from wholesale and retail pasty producers here in the southwest. Also people who are sort of more involved generally, perhaps people in government polls, that sort of thing. So we've been getting input and feedback from quite a wide variety of people, which is very good to hopefully help us to give this the best effort that we can.
And I suppose people are quite thankful to you and Francis Clark for keeping them updated.
Yes, I think they're very appreciative of the pasty tax summit that we had today. I think that the message from there was that they want their views known, and they want the government to listen to their views, and hopefully Francis Clark can help them achieve that result.
Final words from John Endicott.
We're a very large firm of accountants in the southwest. We're very interested in the local economy. We're very interested in a lot of businesses that are down here. We're in a strong position to communicate and deal with that, and we're very familiar with the detail of the tax legislation. If people have got comments, they can use a pasty tax app, francisclark.co.uk email address to send in comments, and we are interested in trying to communicate as far as possible with all interested parties on this. Going forward, it's very important we keep the pressure on the government, and there's a lot of people looking to lobby very heavily on that. We are working very closely with Cornwall Development Company, Cornwall Food and Drink, with Ruth Huxley and David Rodder to get evidence together of the likely impact on the Cornish and wider southwest economy. We're also working with clients to try and gather a lot of that evidence together, because I know from bitter experience that the only way you'll get the government to listen to representations when you're discussing the detail of them is to have very clear evidence as to the likely impact and to go through the detail of what's involved. So we're working on that. We're looking to get a consultation in before the 4 May deadline, but the main thing is to meet and progress matters with government officials.